Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
All month long, we've been honoring Financial Literacy Month with little tips and tricks along the way. Jack Nick has been doing that. He's from Republic Bank of Chicago. And Jack, we got a bonus Wednesday this month, which is exciting, but I'm sad it's our last little chat for a little bit.
Ah, John, me too. But before you know it, we'll be together again.
Absolutely. We love our partnership that we've done with the Republic Bank of Chicago. People may remember, I believe it's October, we do Women's Small Business Month with you guys and highlight all the great things going on there. I'm sure we'll do that again this year. But here to wrap up Financial Literacy Month, you wanted to talk about fraud. And Jack, you couldn't have picked a better time because just last week, my parents found out that their bank account had been defrauded. Luckily, the bank caught it, which is good on them, and I'm sure your bank would have as well. That's what you guys do, is to try and find unusual activity and ping people on it, which I guess I kind of want to start there, Jack. I think a lot of times people get annoyed with having to have the two-factor authentication or have the text message come on in or answer a bunch of questions about what they do with their investments. But, Jack, all of that is to protect your consumers, yeah?
Yes, it really is. And, you know, when I leave the bank, I put my consumer hat on, and I know sometimes you get that text, you know, that says, is it really you? Did you really do this transaction? Or you even get the phone call, or you have to enter your password and then get a text with a code to put back into the same system that you were trying logging into. And it's all of the layers of security sometimes feel like a nuisance, but you hit the nail on the head. They truly are put in place to keep you safe, to allow you in, but to keep everyone else out.
I imagine there's things that you can do to obviously notice a fraud happening for one of your customers, right? But there are limitations that you guys as a bank have with some of the money that gets sent out. Not saying that you don't have certain protections to stop a fraud and to make sure the account gets brought whole again, but it's a little bit different than like a credit card, right? Isn't it, Jack? Like your debit card or your checking account. Sometimes when money leaves, it's not so easy to claw back.
That's very true. It can be a little bit more challenging depending on how the money leaves. Most debit cards today, still unlike the traditional credit card, but most debit cards at banks are powered by either MasterCard or Visa. And with that, banks do get some protections on their debit cards that make them as safe as credit cards in terms of zero liability and things like that. Now, with every financial institution, if you are defrauded or you suspect some suspicious activity, you do have to go through a certain process, filling out paperwork and making sure that you share everything you know about the suspicious transaction or the fraudulent transaction with your financial institution so they can research it and do their best to resolve the case. And believe me, I think every bank out there is always trying to work in favor of their client. No bank or credit card provider or anybody wants to see their client defrauded. So at the heart of it all, it really is your bank trying to ask you all those questions, to work with you to get that money back for you.
Right. And if someone hacks into your account and takes it completely nefariously, then, yeah, you're going to be protected by Republic Bank of Chicago, I'm sure. I know some of the issues where it gets harder is if people unfortunately succumb to a prize scam or a sales pitch where they're the ones actively giving out their routing number and their checking number. Not to say that you can't protect people for some of those aspects as well, but I guess it just goes to show and to say that on the front end of things, Jack, people should be vigilant about that just to avoid those scenarios as much as humanly possible.
That is probably the most important statement that we can make here tonight is while there are so many safeguards in place, ultimately each individual, each one of us is responsible, ultimately responsible for protecting ourselves. And what you just said, I would say falls under something that I say verify before you trust, right? If someone is offering you a prize, which is a really popular scam, or sometimes you get these kind of high-pressure sales pitches or organizations that call, and it sounds like it would be a wonderful charity, but maybe you've never heard of it, but it sounds good, and, you know, you should donate now kind of thing. And these scams, you know, with the pressure and things that they provide or that they put on you to make a decision, kind of that impulse where you might give them a credit card number, give them your checking account number so they can get funds from you. I always say, take a step back. Just take a step back, take a deep breath, and verify, right? It's like, okay, if you're from XYZ organization and you're asking me for something, you know what? I'd love to help you, but I need to find out more about XYZ organization. Send me something about your organization, or what website can I go to? And then you can, again, just verify that it's real, that it's legitimate, before you give them anything at all, whether it's information or money or, like I said, anything.
Yeah, and the more that they're rushing you along, that's how much your guard should be going up at the same rate.
Oh, gosh, yes. The more pressure you feel, the more likely it is to not be legitimate. And that's where, you know, we would always tell any of our clients, anyone, trust your instincts, right? If you're being pressured, there's probably a reason. Where most legitimate organizations, they don't have to apply that kind of pressure to get you to share any kind of information or to donate or even consider doing anything with them.
I imagine at Republic Bank of Chicago, I can set like little alerts on my accounts that if a deposit or a withdrawal over X amount happens, it's going to ping me in some way. Those are great ways to keep an active eye on stuff.
John, those are things that absolutely every one of us should do, whether you have one account at a bank, 10 accounts, whatever it is. If you have $100, $1,000, whatever you've got, you should be using the online banking and the mobile banking platforms to do exactly that, where you can tell the system, hey, send me a text or send me an email if there's a transaction over X, or if a check comes out of my account in the amount of Y, or, I mean, it's really limitless almost to the alerts and notifications you can set up. And that's how you stay informed. That's how you stay aware. And monitoring your own accounts like that is absolutely the number one best defense against fraud.
And maybe spend a little less money, too, when you're reminded for all the real transactions you make. It's not a bad thing there either, Jack. You know,
it is not. There could be a really nice side effect.
Yeah, for sure. We're out of time, not only for today, but for this month. Jack, I've really enjoyed this financial literacy kind of checkup for our listeners. I know they have, too, and we appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Always, my friend. Take care.
Great stuff.
Thank you all.
Yeah, absolutely. From Jack Nick, Republic Bank of Chicago. Bank Smart, Bank Republic. Get connected today.